Welcome to the Brian Noonan Show web-exclusive podcast. I'm Cody Goff, and I am here with the titular Brian Noonan.
Oh, I wanted to say titular.
Did you? You can say it.
Nope, it's me, Brian Noonan. Hi.
You actually did just say it.
Did I?
In fact.
I forget what I say the minute it comes out of my mouth.
It's true.
It pours out of my mouth. All my words.
Yeah, so here we are.
I know a lot of words.
We're on the web site yet again because the Blackhawks are having a
Black
season.
Blackhawks are playing. They're skating on the ice. There's cold steel on ice. And again, we love the Blackhawks, but we love doing our show more. And
so that's why we're doing it.
So that's why we have to. That's why we have to do it here. And we appreciate you listening, and we appreciate you commenting. And we'll do. I'll do a few more little Facebook Live things just to keep people in the loop. About what's happening, because people do ask. And it's funny, because I'll tell people, I'm on WGN. They go, when? I go, well, come April, maybe I'll be on again. Because I was looking, we don't have a lot of shows in March either.
I get the same question.
Yeah, you know, when are you guys on?
When's your show? Well, sometimes it's on Sundays.
How come they're not giving you more? Don't talk to me.
We've been getting that question
for
a decade.
10 years. How about it? Oh man, I am so we are excited. If you missed the last podcast, go back and listen to it.
It was good.
They're all good. But we've decided, and let's get this out there. We've decided not to do a lot of politics on the podcast because and if something huge happens, but by the time you would listen to this, what we talk about the night we recorded it would probably be dated.
Right.
And so you've heard all the big news stories. You've formulated your plots. You know where we stand. And when we're back on the air, if there's something breaking, of course we're going to talk about it. If there's a big news story, if there's something that really upsets me or Cody feels strongly about, then of course we're going to talk about it. But the podcast, we're going to try to keep back to the true spirit of the show, which is talking about our lives, talking about general things that are happening, if there's a story. But again, the beauty of podcasts or you can listen to them all the time, and if it's really dated material, maybe you won't find it as interesting.
Yeah.
But if we do evergreen stuff or tell you about a story, now granted, one of the stories happened to me just a couple hours ago. One happened to me yesterday. So yes, those are dated too because they happened at a certain point in time. And I would say yes, but don't pick nits, you jerk. Just understand what we're talking about. Is that an accurate assessment? Because I know people don't really turn to us for political commentary.
They better not.
Well, they can. We have it. We've given it. I've embraced the fact that our show is entertainment.
Yeah.
I embraced that long ago. And I love when people accuse me of not being a journalist. And I defy you ever to go back and find a place or time when I claim to be a journalist. That always cracks me up. Shouldn't he be more balanced as a journalist? Like, probably if I was a journalist, but I'm a guy who gets to say whatever the hell he wants.
We're not imbalanced as as people.
We are unbalanced. We are unfair and unbalanced. That's the that's the show. Unfair and unbalanced. We have upset everyone from moped riders to little people to women. None of them intentionally, but it just happens. And we've upset people on the right and people on the left. We've probably upset some centrists as well, but we've decided that was not a policy change, but just kind of something that Cody brought up to me, and I had been thinking about too, because it goes back to our last show on Super Bowl Sunday, the last terrestrial show, where I don't want to say reverted, but we did the show like we used to do it, where it was kind of no holds barred, a little bit scattered. Everything, we covered all different kinds of things, and we had a good time.
Totally outrageous.
And I think the listeners had a good time.
The Super Bowl show is hilarious. Yes. You should go back and listen to that, too, if you're already on WGNradio.com. Yeah. It was the last show we did in January. Well, the only on-air show that we did in January. It was hilarious.
We were pent up.
If I may say so. Well, it was also the first show we had done in a month.
Yes.
So there's that. But yeah, I agree. I liked and I love the tone of the old overnight show,
yes,
which I go back and I haven't gone back recently, but the last time I went and listened to a clip, I was like, how was this 4 a.m?
Yeah, well, that was the beauty of that show, that it sounded like a show that's on in the morning or in the middle of the day. We never were like, oh, we're so tired. We never made it sound like we were there to help lull you to sleep. or to make sure that you don't feel alone in the middle of the night. We're your audio hug. Screw that.
Audio hug?
We're your audio
hug.
Wow.
No, we were like audio.
I'm your eargasm.
Yeah, we were more like the audio kind of dry humping a fire hydrant.
Yeah, we were like the audience, the audio puppy that was running around and piddling on the floor because he was so excited.
So much piddle.
A lot of that show was a lot of piddle. So much piddle. The piddle, Brian Noonan show. So much piddle.
I miss piddle. Piddle was our sidekick that
yes,
we had.
Well, listen, piddle didn't want to stay around. Better thing. Bigger horizons. Yeah. Where's Piddle now?
Bigger horizons. Vertical horizons, even.
Vertical horizons.
All the horizons. Yeah. Tremendous horizons.
Oh.
I have to say the word tremendous.
Hugest horizons.
In at least every pot. I see. A lot of people latch onto the huge thing. I like saying tremendous.
Tremendous.
And sad.
And sad. Well, those are both adjectives that we can co-opt.
I love adjectives.
We can use them as well.
We use all the adjectives.
We use them very
well.
The
best adjectives.
Listen, I'm pretty smart. Very smart guy, smarter than a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I know some adjectives. I use adjectives. I'm not afraid to use adjectives. My adjectives are the best adjectives.
I was good friends with an adjective once.
Were you?
Yeah. Very
good.
Do you
go with the hard C in it? Adjective?
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. It seems a little affected. A little like you're trying to be better. Like you think you're better than everybody.
I'm not going
to
go nuclear on you.
Okay, don't. I am in a lot of pain. If I seem a little cranky, I apologize. I just got done with physical therapy.
How was that?
It was a nightmare.
What are you therapizing?
I've had problems with my knee for years. Years and years. And it goes back. This is how far back it goes. I can trace it back. Seventh grade football. I was playing football. We were playing St. Lawrence O'Toole. And you may say, how do you remember this? Because I'm a lunatic. I was on the defensive line. I burst through the line. Somebody came from my side and hit me on the side of the knee. And my knee, I felt a pop. This is in seventh grade. And I remember laying on the field screaming like a maniac because it hurt so bad. My coach walking over stood over me and said, have some pride. And then I got up. I kept playing. Fast forward to high school when I was playing basketball. My knee hurt all the time. I would run a little and it would just, it hurt and it would swell. And I would tell my parents, my knee is killing me. All right. So finally they take me to a doctor. The orthopedic doctor's advice, just deal with the pain. That was the advice. And my parents said, well, that's what the doctor said. You just have to deal with it.
Wow.
Yeah. So I believe that was the initial injury to my knee. Then, of course, being almost 400 pounds doesn't help. So years of abuse of my knee just being pounded. Arthritis has set in. It's bad. Were you working at me with at the time, or was this during your break? I had arthroscopic surgery about 8 years ago.
I wasn't with you.
You may no.
It was before my time.
Maybe. So I've had surgery on it once. Since we've come back from Spain, it has been really bad. So October, November, December, January, it was horrible. To the point where for the last couple months, I stopped doing lifting weights, like leg exercises, because my knee would hurt so bad. If I did legs on Tuesday, by Saturday, I might be able to walk again because my knee hurts so badly.
Wow.
If I was going for a long walk, I was always wearing a brace. It just bad. Okay, so I finally go back to the guy who did my surgery, and he's like, well, you know, he took new x-rays, and he's like, well, we'll see about an MRI, but I don't know at this point. So there's a lot of arthritis. There's a lot of bone degeneration. When I straighten my leg out, the hamstring muscle flips out to the side, and it looks like my knee is just pop. It's crazy. So the doctor wanted me to go through some like 6 weeks of therapy to try to strengthen everything around the knee. All right, so I started about 2 weeks ago. The first session was fine. They do an evaluation. They give me some exercises. I do some stuff. Okay. Well, I'm actually seeing two therapists because of the schedule of the guy I originally saw. He's only there on Tuesday and Thursday evenings, and I have a lot of Tuesday stuff to do. So now I'm seeing another therapist. This therapist seems very qualified, yet she, I believe, has some sadistic tendencies. And it might be because she's only about 5 foot one, a tiny Asian woman. Very nice, So I saw her for the first time last Friday. So she's doing all kinds of stuff.
I'm picturing this on your 6 foot lower.
She's
frame.
Tiny. Cody, she comes up barely to my belly button.
I love this.
This woman is tiny. And she also, there's points where she. So part of what they're trying to figure, because my knee also won't straighten out. So they're trying to get it to flatten out. And they think it's some band, some muscle band on the outside of your leg, the TMI, something band. I think it's TMI, but I know that also means too much information.
I don't think it's TMI. I think it's just about the right amount of information.
So she has me on my side on a table, and she crawls up on top of me, like just off, and she's taking this giant rock-hard styrofoam thing and rubbing, like kneading along my leg. And it is killing me. Killing me. Then, so she does this for a long. Oh, does it hurt? And she does have a very, I don't know where she's from. She's not from Chicago. She has a very strong Asian accent where I only catch like every third word. And she loves to say, sounds good. That's her catchphrase. Sounds good. Sounds good. Everything sounds good. You're killing me. Sounds good. Sounds good. And she's rolling this thing. And I'm not screaming, but I'm like, oh, because I'm out in public and I can't look like a baby because I'm a giant man. And this tiny woman who probably weighs 18 pounds is putting every ounce of her person into rubbing out the muscles on the outside of my thigh.
Pride, Brian. Show some pride.
Oh, dude, I did. But later, alas, I did not. My former football coach would have been drummed out of the court.
You just got to your car and started crying.
Oh, no. Much worse. So then I'm on my stomach, and she's working the back of my thigh, and like she's massaging it, but like crazy. And I feel her hitting these knots. She goes, oh, everything's tight. Your muscle's tight. Your kneecap tight. Everything tight. Nothing move. Everything should move. Nothing move. And she, meanwhile, she's sitting. Now she's sitting on my legs, and she's working this muscle, and I keep feeling her hit these knots in the muscle, and I'm like, oh, God. And I'm trying not to swear, and I'm trying not to bite through my lip, and I'm trying not to fling her tiny female form across the physical therapy office.
You couldn't have brought your ball gag?
Dude, I would have bitten through anything you put in my mouth. That's how hard I was screaming. You know in a lot of movies where they're going to torture somebody and they put a towel in their mouth?
Mm-hmm.
You would have had to put a towel wrapped around a dog's rawhide bone, wrapped around, I don't know, pick adamantium. You would have had to have Wolverine's claws.
Whoa.
I would have had to bite down on those because it hurts so bad. So then we do some other things. La, la, la. The night ends, and I'm like, thank God. So now I go home. It's Friday night. We didn't have a Tony and Tina's. So Debbie and I are having dinner. And everything's fine during dinner. And I'm drinking a lot of water because I know they say sometimes, oh, once you've been massaged, you should drink a lot of water.
I've heard that.
I literally drank a pitcher of water with dinner. A pitcher. A good-sized, big pitcher.
So a liter or two?
Well, I have a pint glass with some ice in it, and I had at least 6 pints?
6 pints.
Yeah, 7 pints of water. That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water.
For one meal, that's a ton of water. That borders on way too much water, where perhaps I could become hydrocephalic, and my head would just expand.
That is the longest word you've ever used on this show.
Is it?
Probably not.
Well, listen, a supercalifragilistic a little bit. Expialidocious.
Well, you finished it.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious.
So atrocious.
All right, so now we go downstairs. Dinner is over. We chit-chat. I'm feeling fine. You know, I'm a little sore. You know, just that little, like, muscle soreness. Nothing bad. Nothing where I'm like, oh.
Like after a workout. Like
yeah,
hard
a little
workout.
Bit. A little bit. Not even that much. So much. So we watch a couple episodes of Stranger Things. And now it's time to go to bed. Well, as I go to stand up from the big chair, my entire thigh was racked with the worst cramp I had ever had in my life. I've broken bones. I've had back pain. I've had surgery. I've had cramps in my calves and in my feet. This pain, if childbirth is half as bad as the pain I was feeling, I'm surprised there's any human beings left.
Wow.
And that's not to denigrate women or their pain tolerance. I'm trying to explain how bad this hurt. So I go to get up, and my entire thigh seizes in a cramp. The entire thing. And I let out this yell, a primal, guttural scream like an animal who was trapped in a bear trap. I guess that would be a bear trapped in a bear
trap.
That
is a bear.
Whatever, your animal of choice that is in utter distress. I scream so loud it scares the dog, who runs upstairs and hides. And I'm screaming. And I can't believe I'm screaming this loud, but I have never had pain like this. Debbie now, God bless her.
Bet she's taking this well.
What can I do? Nothing! And I'm trying to rub, I'm pushing on my leg, trying to get the muscle to relax, and I'm screaming. I'm like, oh my God, I can't believe it. And now I forget how my chair works. So I'm trying to throw my chair back, my recliner, so I can put my leg up. But I forget, even though I've had the recliner for, I don't know, 8 years, 9 years, that you have to pull the handle to get it to kick back. I'm just like throwing my body against the back of the chair, trying to get it to recline. And Debbie's like, what can I do? And I'm like, nothing. Stop looking at me. Stop. Because now I'm ashamed. I mean, all this pain. I'm screaming like a wounded animal. My wife is looking at me going, oh, this is the man I married 25 years ago? This is what it's come to? The dog is hiding. I'm sure, even though I was in the basement, I'm sure the neighbors could hear this blood-curdling scream. So she goes, you got to push the lever. So I push the lever. Now I'm laying flat. And I'm pushing down on my thigh, trying to get the muscle to release. And it just keeps cramping harder, harder and harder. And I'm screaming. And now Debbie doesn't know what to do. She wants to help. I'm a horrible person when I'm in that situation because I don't want help. And I definitely don't want you just looking at me. And she keeps looking at me. And I'm like, stop effing looking at me. Stop it. Well, what can I do? I said, just leave me alone. So she goes upstairs. And I'm surprised she didn't just go upstairs, get the car keys, and leave and never come back. Because honestly, I probably would have done
that. Or call 911.
Well, she's like, should I call an ambulance? I'm like, what are you going to call it? No. Because I'm thinking, an ambulance comes. They go, oh, you got a cramp? We're going to take you to the hospital for a cramp?
This football coach did a number on you, Brian. You have scars emotionally.
Yeah.
These are issues.
Oh, I know.
You
got to
see. All right, next time.
I don't have enough time or money for the therapy that
I
need.
Go to the therapist before you go to the physical therapist. You need the mental therapy first.
You're not the first person to say that, and I don't disagree. So it starts to wane. The pain starts to wane a little bit. Now, because we had been watching Stranger Things, we were watching it on DVD, and I know which is old school media, but that's all right. I have to change the input on the TV. I have to do it manually because I don't know where. Somehow in the move, we lost the remote for the TV.
Oh, no.
We have the remote. Like when I'm just watching DirecTV, we have that remote. That's fine. I have the remote for the DVD player, so that's fine. But I can't change the inputs of the TV. So like HDMI 1 to HDMI 2 to VCR. Mm-hmm. I can't do that. So I have to get up. So it's and now I have basically thrown my wife out of the basement. So now I'm looking at a blank screen and hearing, and I'm like, oh, I got to get up. I got to get something else on. So the pain starts to wane. I stand up. I take two steps. Boom. I'm hit again in the thigh with this racking cramp to the point where it crumples me. And I fall into a chair, and I can't. And imagine the profanity that's coming out of my mouth, the string of profanity that I unleashed that night. Listen, I could have invented profanity. I was so good at it.
Wow.
And at one point, I punched the wall, and I cursed the physical therapist up and down. I am never going back to that place. I can't. But what did they do to me? I've never had this before. And so now I'm in this chair, and I'm closer to the TV, but not close enough to change the input. So I can't even turn on the I can't drown out my pain by watching some insipid television show. And I keep pushing still, please, anything to get this pain to go away. And I'm punching my thigh because I figure nothing can be worse than what I'm going through now. my foot is tingling because there's so much pain and everything's... Finally, the pain... And this, in my mind, it's taken 3 hours. It maybe took 10 minutes, this whole episode.
Wow.
But that's a long time to be in that kind of pain. That's a long... Like, people would have passed out.
Did your wife bring you ibuprofen
or
anything?
She didn't want to come downstairs because she had called me a few names since I kicked her out of the basement. So, like I said, I'm glad she didn't just leave. So now I'm like, okay, I can stand up, but I still have to walk upstairs. So this is going to be fun. I make it upstairs, and now she's like, I can't believe you're such a jerk, blah, blah. Oh, well, all well-deserved. Is your leg okay? I was like, yes. I said, the leg is okay. I said, but I can't, you know, when you're just staring at me. Well, I wanted to help you. I was like, I know, but you couldn't. There was nothing you could do. I said, you've helped me when I've had cramps. I said, yeah, I know, but that was like your foot and your calf, and I was able to massage it. Well, I would have massaged your thigh, and I'm like, ugh. Any other time I ask you to do that, no, it's a no-go. So that did work out. So anyway, she's fine. So I go back in Monday for therapy, and my little friend is there. She's like, oh, how everything go for the weekend? You have a good weekend? No. I said, after Friday night, I had a good weekend. And then I described to her. And I'm trying, because Debbie said, you better tell them how bad it hurt. I was like, oh, don't worry. This one I'm telling. So I'm trying to explain to her, this is the worst pain I've ever had, blah, blah, blah. And I've done all this. And I give her the whole spiel. Oh, yeah. Sometimes that happened. What do you mean sometimes that happened? Oh, sometimes that happened. You know, your muscle's so stiff. And we loosen it up. We activate it. Now your muscle activated. I go, well, it was very upset that it was activated. It obviously wanted to stay sedentary because you got it all angry. Oh, no, we make sure it doesn't happen again. What do you mean we make sure it doesn't happen again? You're going to stop rubbing on it? No, Monday she was rubbing on it too, just not as much. Oh, we cut back a little bit, but it'd be okay. Monday, you know, sometimes it happened. It didn't. It hasn't happened since, thank God. But I did start after that. I was like, I got to start lifting again. With my legs. So Tuesday I did some leg work. Which so far, except now the inside, now the muscle on the inside of my thighs.
Yeah.
A little sore, but that's okay. That I can take, because that's just muscle soreness from working out. That everybody has.
Sure.
No big deal. I live with that.
So you just came here from physical
therapy.
That's
why I'm dressed like I was at the gym.
So we could, hypothetically, in the next 10 minutes, you could just start screaming.
If honest to God, if that happens, there's, well... It's on the internet, so yeah.
I'm just gonna leave it rolling, and I will GTFO. I will leave the studio.
You have to, and I need the Jonathan Brandmeier blinds up here.
I'll make sure no one's in engineering.
I would be screaming.
I'll tell him what's up, and I'll just say leave him alone.
I'll
just come back and check in 10-15 minutes.
Because he doesn't want help. He's incapable of accepting help when he's wounded, and there's nothing. I wouldn't have. What's an ambulance gonna do?
No, I don't know.
Give me a Pedialyte?
Horse tranquilizer?
They would have had to put me on a... Listen, they could have Old Yellered me, and that would have been fine. Just that would have... It hurt. That's how bad it hurt. I would have been like, just do it. Just, you know, bang. One behind the ear. I'm good. It was horrible.
Wow.
So that's what I've been doing. That's what my life has become. Praying that this tiny Asian woman does not cripple me.
At the end of this physical therapy, is your knee supposed to be regenerated and the muscles?
No, the knee is so deteriorated. There's bone loss. There's my meniscus is torn. They think my ACL is torn. The knee is a mess. What they're hoping to do is get it so the muscles around it are flexible and functioning correctly.
Mm.
So everything's kind of tight, which again is why it won't. Like I try to lay flat and my knee is always at an angle. So today, the guy had me, he put my foot up on my ankle on a big styrofoam thing. Then he had me pushing down on my knee to try to straighten it out, to flex my quad so it would straighten my knee out. Ugh. Not fun.
You been recommended to do yoga at all?
I have not.
Okay.
I was told, though, today he told me not to do one of the leg exercises that I've been doing. He said I would tell the most perfectly healthy person not to do those. Do you ever do the sitting leg extension that's supposed to work on your quads? You know, where you sit in the machine and your legs hang down at like 90 degree and then you bring them out
and
straight.
And then you pull out the legs straight like that? Yep. Yeah, yeah, I don't really do those.
Yeah, he's good. He said, do not do them.
It's bad for your knees.
Yeah, that's exactly it. Because I told him, this is what I did, this, 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 and this. And he goes, oh, no, never do that one. Never do that one. So that one's off. They said I need to stretch more.
I think you should do DDP yoga.
All right.
I really do. I started, Diamond Dallas Page, the former WCW champion, the pro wrestler, has this DDP yoga program. I've talked about it on the show before.
You have.
I know. A few years ago, I did it, and I did it for about 3 months, actually probably 2 months maybe even, and I had, that is the best I've ever felt physically.
Really?
I think. And I just started doing it again this week.
Okay.
I did it Saturday or something. I did it a couple days ago. So I've done it twice in the last week, and I already feel better.
Really?
It gets your core all strengthened, and your spine is all lengthened and aligned and everything, and all that's good.
That does sound good.
But one of the original promo videos for DDP Yoga, whereas there was this older guy, a war veteran, he was probably in his 50s or early 60s, and he was wearing two knee braces, and he couldn't really get around, and he did DDP yoga for 6 months, a year, whatever, and it showed him doing like a backflip or something, something crazy, where he's very, very nimble.
I don't even want to do a backflip, but now I might.
I know, right? It really just does.
So did you buy the whole program?
I've got the whole program.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm going to keep doing it change.
Do a class for listeners. We'll do a DDP yoga class.
I mean, it's all on DVD. I can hook you. I can lend you some if you want.
I would try it. I'm up for anything now.
I'm telling you.
Because I need to stretch. That's the thing. I need to. Part of the therapy they've got me doing is a lot of stretching. Stretching my quads, stretching my calves, stretching my,
And this is good for that. And what DDP says in one of the first workouts is he's like, I don't lift anymore. I don't lift any weights. I'm like this from just doing the yoga.
Wow.
And there's no weights involved.
Because he's old, but he's ripped.
He's in his 50s, yeah. He's old.
I think he's older than you. Oh, he's a lot older. Yeah,
he's definitely older.
He looks a lot older than me.
Yeah. Yeah. But he looks pretty good.
Oh, no, he's in great shape.
Yeah.
But he looks older.
Yeah, and when I was having problems with either my elbow or my knees or something, and I went to a physical therapist, one of my knees, when I crossed my legs, when I used to cross my left knee over my right knee, my knee would hurt.
Oh.
So I wouldn't do it. It was kind of a stretch, so it mm-hmm. wasn't. It's not a natural movement.
Right.
But the other knee, I could do it fine. So it was like, all right, something's wrong. Went to this physical therapy session that was built into my gym membership at the time.
Okay.
And my doctor did a bunch of tests, and this guy did a bunch of tests, and he goes, you have a really, really weak core.
Ah.
And the problem with that is, this is not professional advice, by the way.
Right, so yeah, we're not doctors.
Anybody listening, but this is what he said.
Well, Cody told me I should do this.
Yeah.
Now I'm crippled.
Yeah,
that's the kind of testimonial your exercise video would have.
Yep.
I followed Cody's plan, and now I'm in a wheelchair.
Yeah, probably. So, but what he said is the problem is that your core supports every part of your body.
Yes.
And I did, he prescribed me, this was way before DDP yoga, he prescribed me kind of basically doing planks.
Okay.
It was like,
I do a lot of planks.
Oh, God. It was like 10, 15 minutes of planks, just like straight, just
a lot
super
of
monotonous and terrible. But I did them for a bunch, and then I did a little bit of yoga after that, and the knee totally went away. The pain.
Wow.
Totally went away. And it was all core work, which you wouldn't make that logical jump. You were just saying, I want to do more leg exercises to strengthen my legs. But sometimes it comes down to the core. And this is what my friend Linnea has been teaching yoga for a decade now.
Okay.
And she's the same thing. It's, you got to have a strong core. And she can suspend her body with one arm and lift up and do all the crazy acrobatics and stuff.
Nice.
But yeah, yoga is especially the DDP variety, but it can do shockingly more than you would think. So,
if you listen to the last podcast, my mind is open to new experiences. So there's another hint to go back and listen to the last podcast. What's Brian talking about? Mm-hmm. Nothing for free.
I'm tempted to do it with you and Facebook Live it.
That would be fine.
I feel like that'd be weird.
I'd like to see it once. I'd like if we could get some other people do it.
Well, listen.
There's a lot of things posted here with groups running stairs and doing all that, and it's all for a great cause. I'm all for that, so why not? We've gotten, We get good response when we talk about, like, when I talked about my weight loss and stuff, which I didn't do for a long time. But when I did, people react to it because it's real. And a lot of people struggle with pain. A lot of people struggle with weight. A lot of people struggle with limited mobility. And, you know, if they see us trying to do that, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
You know, we're not preaching, you know, a new lifestyle or something. We're just, you know, and if it gets good, you know, maybe we'll get some other people around here. Well, I'll do it. But Craig was here before. Maybe Craig will do it with us.
Oh, he would definitely
do
it.
Yeah, he'd do it with us. Now, do we have to? I think if we do it, we must wear wrestler garb. Some you know, big wrestling wigs and a belt. I'll wear jean shorts like John Cena.
I got my Chris Jericho outfit.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Yeah.
So
I can do that. Yeah.
Is it for beginners?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
It's for any level, really.
Okay.
And you can modify as it gets harder.
Okay.
Like there's five or six main DVDs you would do.
Right.
The first one's called Energy, and you can kind of just do it. The thing is, it's kind of quick the first time you do it.
Okay.
So we might have to pause it a couple times while you change positions.
Yeah.
Because it'll explain the positions in the first kind of setup DVD.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're doing it, and he's like, "All right, cat lift, cat arch. All right, down dog." And I'm like, "Wait, I don't know any of these.
You didn't tell us any of these.
Yeah.
What?"
And you got to be kind of watching. So it's a little, there's a bit of a learning curve, but
Okay. Pause
it for like a second. And he's
That's
always
fine.
Like, you know, pain, some people say no pain, no gain. Well, no, pain is pain. If it hurts, stop doing it.
Yeah.
Go down to a knee, modify it. He's always
right.
Like, modify. You know, if you need to, go down to your knee. If you need to, just stick in this position while the rest of us go down. If you need to, take a water break, always hydrate. Like, he's very much, it's not like a hardcore.
How much gas do you pass during this?
Oh, man, when I do anything, I pass a lot of gas.
Because, listen, we all know when we're doing any sort of core work or working out, you know, you're in a leg press machine, it's hard not to.
It's real.
Yeah, it is real. It's getting it out of there. You got to get it out.
All the way out
of
there.
It's the toxins. I'm
actually going to go on a diet starting soon.
Really?
My friends did this. Well, my coworkers did this, some diet. I don't remember what it's called. It's called the Whole 30.
Oh, a couple other. I think Esmeralda Leon.
Really?
Did that. And somebody, Tina from Tony and Tina's, she was going to try that. I don't think she made it the whole 30, though.
Okay. What have you heard?
I heard it's extreme and tough.
I don't think it's that extreme.
No?
Well, you cut out sugar.
Right.
Which is in a lot of things.
Yeah, that Mountain Dew you're drinking.
I know. This I only grabbed to keep my blood sugar up in case we're podcasting for a long time and I need it.
Which we always are.
But apparently you cut out sugar and some kind of bread, something in bread. And one other thing, some kind of sprout or something.
Sprout?
Something that's in hummus. Yeah,
I love sprouts.
But I don't know.
Chickpeas?
Maybe.
That's in hummus. Well, that's what hummus
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Yeah, chickpeas.
All right.
So a couple of my coworkers did it. They liked it. She said it wasn't that hard. And you can still eat protein and meat and fish and dairy.
Okay.
So, you know, I would just
no alcohol. But you don't drink that much anyway.
I don't drink much, you know.
Right.
So I'm going to try it. I mean,
okay.
I, you know, I'm tall and still relatively slender. But
right.
I feel like garbage.
Really?
I am not a happy physical person right now.
I know how. Yeah.
I just feel terrible. And it's... For some people, it would take a lot more. For some, it would take less. But for me, I am at that moment where last night, I'm just like standing there in the bathroom after I showered, and I'm like, I look and feel, I hate everything about this that's going on right
now.
Then
it's time to change.
So yeah, so we'll be
checking. You check your look in the mirror, want to change your clothes, your hair, your face?
Is that a song?
Yeah.
Which one?
Dancing in the Dark.
Oh.
Bruce Springsteen.
Hmm.
Look it up. Google it, as the kids like to say.
I'm not going to do that.
Google it.
Nah,
it's a big hit. Huge hit.
Is it tremendous?
Tremendous
hit. Oh, all right.
You
well,
know
now
what,
I'll
you know what it is that you don't know it? Sad.
That's pretty sad.
Sad that you don't know that song.
Well.
Sad.
Well, I think we should check in a few weeks with our...
Yeah, because I'm down 20 since the first of the year.
Oh, man.
So that's good. I'm on the new Weight Watchers plan with my wife, so I've become very... Like when I first started, I'm very diligent with the points. And I'm writing everything down. And well, you saw, I brought my little dinner with me tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That was low points. And I'm whittling it, you know, figuring out where I can do this and where I can do that. And, you know, so It's all good. But they've changed it. So now a lot more protein, vegetables, things like that. You can still have carbs. You can have whatever you want. Because my wife was doing it through work. And she said some of the women at the meeting were complaining that they were still hungry, which I am never hungry. But it's because, like, you could use all your points for the day on a donut. Well, then you're going to be real hungry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm figuring out ways where I could eat a ton of food for almost no points. You know, like I've started eating sometimes for my breakfast. I'll have a cup of non-fat Greek yogurt with a couple teaspoons of vanilla mixed in, because vanilla, no points. You just mix in the vanilla.
Mm.
Then I take a third of a cup of granola and a ton of blueberries. So I have this giant bowl.
Blueberries.
Yeah. I've got this giant bowl for almost no points. Then I can have an apple or some pineapple or a little bit of fruit with it, too. And I don't know if I told you about Dieter's Delights. They're these English muffins. They're actually called Dieter's Delights.
Oh, my gosh. Yes,
but,
because you read it and
yes,
thought
but
it
I read
was
it wrong,
Dieter's.
So it's Dieter's Delights. But one of those is only 2 points for a nice. And so, and very, my wife got this sugar-free jelly because she's diabetic. And that's no points either. So I could have a toasted English muffin, a piece of fruit, and this giant bowl of yogurt, granola, and blueberries for 8 points. And I have 49 for the day. So I'm stuffed now in the morning. Stuffed for 8 points.
How much is a hard-boiled egg?
I don't know. Maybe 4 points.
Oh, but it still has points.
Oh, everything. Fruits and vegetables don't have points.
Oh, even proteinous.
Right. Unless
items.
They're mashed up. Oh. Like if you make a smoothie out of them. Somehow there's, I don't know why.
Like egg whites?
Oh, no. Eggs have few. Like chicken has almost none. Fish has almost none. Beef, depending on the cut, has, a small to reasonable amount. It's where you go into, like, carbs. Carbs have a lot of points.
Mm-hmm.
And even stuff that used to be, that I used to eat on the old plan for almost no points, now their points are up. And it's like, all right, well, now you just adjust. And so I'm adjusting. We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see. Yesterday, very exciting, I revisited my past a little bit, and I auditioned for a game show.
What?
Yes.
To host?
No.
To contest.
To be a contestant. Because, I know we've talked about it in the past that I've been on 3 game shows.
Wheel of Fortune.
No.
Hold on. Let me try and remember this. It wasn't Jeopardy. Oh
no, it wasn't
God.
Jeopardy. No, you I'm
would,
not smart enough for Jeopardy. I'm smart on trivia games. Jeopardy is a whole different level of smart.
I don't remember what you were on.
I was on Greed,
okay.
Which was on Fox. I was on Russian Roulette, which was on the Game Show Network. And then I was on The Cover, which was on the PAX network.
PAX.
PAX.
So do you know how I know PAX?
Huh.
I still have this newspaper clipping. My friends, when the XFL was on air.
I went to the very first XFL game in Los Angeles.
Shut up.
I was at the inaugural XFL game in Los Angeles.
Shut up.
Why would I lie about that?
Because it's incredible.
It was unbelievable.
I had an XFL
like going,
t-shirt
do
and
you
I feel
really?
Cool. Oh, a t-shirt and a hat.
Oh, my God. I was there. It felt like a rec time at the Penn.
Was it awesome?
No, it was terrifying. Because the crowd in the L.A. Coliseum, it was on the USC's campus. So it was where the USC plays. It was the scariest crowd ever. Imagine terrifying wrestling fans mixed with hardcore football fans, and that's what you had. It was crazy. So we went to I was at the very first XFL game in Los Angeles.
You know, ESPN just did a 30 for 30
on
the
XFL. Oh, I have to watch. There was like a big hot tub thing in the end zone. There was He Hate Me was playing. So the whole it was crazy. It was crazy.
Maybe it's not a 30 for 30, but they did a documentary.
Okay.
They just released
on
a documentary.
The XFL.
Yeah. Wow. Well, I know PAX because there was a clipping from the Rockford Register Star that my friend cut out and gave me. And I swear, I still have this. And it said, the XFL was beaten in ratings this week by Miracle Pets on the PAX network. I still don't know what the PAX network is. I've never seen it.
I don't even know if it's still in existence.
And all I know is Miracle Pets on the PAX network beat the XFL in ratings.
Oh, my God.
It was the fourth or fifth week because it said something. It was because the XFL had the lowest ratings of like any show on any network that week.
Oh, God. It was horrible.
Yeah.
It was just horrible. So, yeah. So,
you were on three game shows.
Oh, I was on three game shows. So, last summer, the $100,000 pyramid was reborn on ABC with Michael Strahan as the host. Michael Strahan, who is now on Good Morning America, played for the New York Jets. He's a Hall of Famer, football player. So a couple months ago, I get a thing from Debbie. Hey, they're going to be doing an open call in Chicago. And I forgot about it.
How did she find out about that?
She saw it on some website. Maybe like one of the local news stations had it up there, that there was going to be an open call. Or she read it. I don't know how she found out. I heard it mentioned once on Channel 7's news. I heard it mentioned a couple other times. I know there was a little flyer taped up in sales as you walked in. Somebody had taped up a thing. So I figure, why not? It's worth a shot, right? Why not? I've done well on the game shows before. I know how to play this game because I've been watching it since I was little, when it was Dick Clark, when it was just the $25,000 pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
Or first it was a $10,000 pyramid, then it was a $25,000 pyramid. Now it's a $100,000 pyramid. So I like that. I like the stakes.
I'm already upset I missed this.
Well,
I'm really upset.
Are you really?
Yes.
Oh.
I want to win money.
Well, you can still go on the website and apply through the website. You got to make a video.
Okay.
But you can do it with your phone.
I'm great at making videos.
Yeah, you can do that.
Do you do it with a partner?
That one you do it with the game you play with a celebrity. Yeah.
Oh.
So they're sitting across like you and I are now, and you know how the game is played?
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, it'd be you and I, and we try to do that. And then if you win that match, you go to the winner's circle. And the same four people. So then the second round, if you're my celebrity, I go play with the other celebrity, and the other person comes and plays with you. So if you go to the winner's circle the first time, it's a potential $50,000. If you win the second time and go back to the winner's circle, it's $100,000. So technically, you could win $150,000.
Wow.
Not bad.
Not bad.
So, you know, I read all the stuff on the website about the open calls, and you have to email to kind of let them know you're coming. So I email and let them know I'm coming, and it was today and yesterday. And you were supposed to go alphabetically, so A through M the first day and M. But they said if you can't make it on the second, you know, on your assigned day, we'll accommodate. So I go, and I figure it's running from 9 to 6. Excuse me. So I'm thinking, oh, man, it's going to be packed. There's going to be thousands of people. Because the only other time I did an open call was when that Howie Mandel show.
Deal
or No Deal?
I loved that show.
They did an open call at Navy Pier on a Saturday. And I got there really early, and the line was around Navy Pier. I was in that line for 3 to 4 hours. So I expected that same thing. So I get to the Marriott yesterday morning at said they were going to start at 9. I got there at 8. And I'm still thinking, that's only an hour early. It's going to be a long day. I got there. I was 9th in line. 9th.
Weird.
Yeah. So I was like, huh, that's weird. So I'm there, and they come. Then at about quarter to 9, these two lovely producers came out, or production assistants, whatever. And, okay, hi, folks. We're going to check you in, and we're going to give you a wristband. And so they come down, and what's your name? Brian Noonan. Oh, here you are, Brian. Okay, great. Did you apply online? I said no. Okay, terrific. Here's your wristband. And then they start calling in groups into this room because we're all in the hallway outside of these two meeting rooms at the Hyatt. And they call us in, and then you go in and you fill out an application. Now, the mistake I made when I went to Deal or No Deal was that they ask you, like, what are you going to do with the money, blah, blah, blah. When I was on Greed, I said, I'm going to get my back waxed and move to Tahiti. And people were quoting, honest to God, my brothers and sisters-in-law were in New Orleans that Mardi Gras after my show, because my show aired Thanksgiving of 99. They were at Mardi Gras 2000. They were in line going into somewhere, and people behind them were going, man, did you see that show? How about that guy who wanted to get his back waxed and move to Tahiti? Honest to God. My sister-in-law turned around and went, what'd you just say? And then we were watching the game show Greed, and there was this one guy, this big guy, who said he was going to get his back waxed and move to Tahiti. And she's like, Oh, my God, that's my brother-in-law. I swear to you, that's the honest to God's truth. So, but when I went to Deal or No Deal, I was like, oh, I'm going to pay some bills and put my daughter through college. Above it. Shut up. Everybody's going to do that. Shut up. So I know now. I remember. They want personality. They had said they want people who are going to be really good at playing the game. So I'm like, all right. I dress, and you're supposed to dress like you're going to a nice dinner. So I dress nice. I had on my red camel hair sport coat, a nice bow tie. I looked good. And I go in and I'm filling out my application. It says, oh, what are you going to do with the money if you win? And I said this to Debbie the night before. I said, my wife and I are going to relocate to somewhere tropical and spend the rest of our life in sarongs. So that's what I put as
what I want. Sarongs?
It's just a wrap.
Oh, all
just
right. A wrap. Oh, yeah.
So is it sarong?
Wow. Well played.
Thank
well
you.
Played.
So I did that. But then you had to list, like, if you were on other TV shows. So I had to list all the stuff I'm on, which will come into play later, maybe. So then they take your picture, and you wait, and they call back four people to go back with a production assistant to play the game. So they've got this big room, and it's divided into four, and so there's four tables. And I'm sitting across from this lovely young lady who is a production assistant or a producer, whatever, and there's four of us at this table. And she explains how we're going to do it. We're going to play the game. So the first round, you know, they show you something, and it's conversational. So you can do whatever you want to get to a point to get people. You can use your hands. You can make sounds. You can have more of a conversation to get them to do the clue. And I'm like, all right, let's go. So a folding long folding table. So there's three tables along the long side and one table at the head. And then the woman is sitting on the other side on the long side. So I got there and I had the choice of either sitting on the end or sitting on the long side. I sat on the long side because I was like, then she has to look right at me the whole time.
Yeah.
Perfect. So the woman who sits at the head of the table, maybe a very nice woman. She had already complained out when we were doing the applications. Some people have gone in before me who were here after me. And they were like, yeah, well, we brought some people in who had applied online. We brought them in I just want to make sure I'm not here all day. And I'm like, well, guess who's not getting on the show? All right, fantastic.
Wow.
Well, now there's another reason she's not getting on the show, because she couldn't play the game if you had a gun to her head.
Wow.
Her first clue is theater. If I gave you that clue, how would you get me to guess the word theater?
The word theater? I would do something. I would hold a skull kind of. I would do.
You have to explain.
I'm making gestures right now, and that's
right.
But I'm trying to keep in
mind. We go there
for
a movie.
Audience.
You go there to see a play. You, that's.
Oh, I forget
that's
you can talk.
Yes. Oh, yeah. You're talking.
I would say, yeah, this is where you see a play. This is where you see a movie. Yeah,
theater.
Yeah.
Perfect. They flip the card to show her, and she just stares. Then she goes, oh, am I supposed to try to make you say the word? And I'm like, wow, you don't even know how the game is played?
Oh, boy.
So she goes on. My first one was Prince. I go, he's a singer, Purple Rain, died last summer,
Prince.
Lives in Minnesota. Yep, boom. So that's bang, bang, bang. And I did that for all my – and then other people were getting clues. And now, I'm not saying I'm smarter than anybody, but that kind of stuff is – words are my wheelhouse.
You're a smart guy,
and
though.
I'm a smart guy, and I know how the game is played. I know how to play the game, and I know how to get an idea across. Even though sometimes here I stretch things out or I go off on tangents, I can be concise, and that's what you have to be. You have to know what the word means. You have to know how to communicate that to somebody else. So
There's also a zillion games like this. Celebrity
right.
Name Game.
Yes.
On WGN.
There's a ton of them.
This is catchphrase.
The
or...
same woman got, because in the second round, in the winner's circle, you either get things something would say or just something that you have to list. You know, where it'd be, like mine for that one was things you'd find in an elevator. I want a door, buttons, lights, floor numbers. Boom. Things you'd find in an elevator.
Right.
She got... what would King Kong say? I'm a gorilla. Or no, she never said gorilla. I climbed the Empire State Building. I escaped from an island. What island? I don't remember. I climbed the Empire State Building. I climbed the Empire State Building with a beautiful woman. And I'm like, how about I'm a gorilla who climbed the Empire State Building? That's the key right there. That's all I would have to say to you. I'm a gorilla who climbed the Empire State Building. Things King Kong would say.
Yeah.
That's it. There were a number like the only one I she had said even if you give good clues, I'm going to hold the card up. Sometimes I might hold the card up longer to see how far you can go. So one of mine was skating. And I was like, you put these blades on your feet and you go around on the ice. Or you put wheels on your shoes and you go around a rink. Skating, that's obviously enough to get skating.
Sure.
She keeps holding up the thing and I'm like, hockey players do it.
Nice.
That was the only hesitation. But I had given enough clues right away that it was obvious.
You would have won by then.
Right. And when we first sat down, she was like, so tell us a little bit about you. And I was like, all right, I got to bring something interesting, right? So the woman next to me, I'm a server. I've been a server about 50 years. I got grown kids and some grandkids. And I'm like, all right. So I said, well, the biggest thing for me is over the last few years, I've lost 160 pounds and I have a whole new life and I'm getting to do things I never got to do before. And I have a daughter in college and next month I'll be married 25 years. So there's a lot of stuff going on. So I try, that's pretty interesting backstory. They'll key on, oh, he lost all this weight and he has a new life. What is that? So, I was calculating because I knew this is what they're looking. So now it's done. And she's like, oh, thank you. And I said, oh, well, what's the next process? She goes, well, if we're interested, then we'll get a hold of you. I was like, okay, thanks. So now here's then when I leave. Because I left like I've done a couple auditions where I go, well, I've done everything I can do.
Mm-hmm.
I played the game correctly. I was interesting and gregarious. And I looked the part. And so now we'll see. And the only things I can figure that might weigh against me is that I've done game shows before. But those were like 15 years ago.
Yeah, that was a long time.
Yeah. Okay. Or that I'm, and I don't mean this in, I'm not playing a race carter, but I'm a middle-aged white guy. So they may be looking for a more diverse contestant pool
mm-hmm.
than just a big, 50-year-old white guy.
Yeah.
So that if it doesn't happen, it's not, I won't go, man, I screwed up. It's one of those reasons. And it's probably the latter. If it doesn't happen, it would probably be the latter of the two reasons.
Sure.
Because they can check, they go, wow, Greed, that was on in 2000. All right. It's not like I was on Celebrity Name Game or The Wall.
Or Wheel of Fortune.
Yes,
or,
any of that. So it's a long time ago. So it was exciting. And now it's like, oh, so now I keep checking my. And they just finished tonight at 6. So I know they're not going, because I'm sure they have to now go back to New York because they've had 3 cities with open calls. And they have to go back to New York and put all the people they saw at the open calls, the pile that they said yes or the pile they say no. They got to mix everybody, mix all the yeses together and then try to start plotting out. When it goes, because it's just a summer show.
Yeah.
So
the season, they got to figure it out.
So they got to figure it out. So that was my big showbiz gamble yesterday.
And I noticed you didn't take the gamble of telling me about it to compete against you.
Oh, we would not have been competing against each other.
Wouldn't we?
No, not really, because they could like you and they could like me. They could like both of us, and then it's up to the producers.
That's just fair.
Like any other audition,
that's
I guess.
Fair. Yeah.
No, but there were. So it was, I didn't even think, I didn't tell anybody. It wasn't like I was trying to keep it a secret.
Well, next time there's an open
call.
But
there was nobody.
And it's because no one knows the $25,000 pyramid. I mean, not that many people compared to, Deal or No Deal at its apex, everyone knew.
Right, and who wants to be a millionaire?
Yeah, this show is old.
It's a summer replacement. There was a game show on the other night I had never seen. Have you ever seen The Wall? It's on NBC.
No.
Chris Hardwick hosts it. You know Chris Hardwick.
I know Chris Hardwick.
Oh, you don't like Chris Hardwick?
No.
Why?
He's too
nerdist?
Yeah.
Why don't you like him? Because of that?
Because he gets to do everything.
He does get to do everything. He does the Talking Dead.
Yeah.
He does a lot of stuff. Does commercials.
Does I don't like him because I want to be. It's envy. I mean, I'll say it straight up. I'm sure he's fine, but he's that guy. For me, he's that guy you look at and say, I have every skill that guy does. I have all the same interests as that guy, and he's doing it.
Yep.
And I'm not.
I have that with a couple actors where it's like, how many damn shows do you have to be on?
Yeah.
You have parts on everything. And we look fairly similar. I can do what you're doing. That's not to say they can't do it, mm-hmm. but I could do it too.
But they were in the right place at the right
time.
That's all it is, right place in the right time.
And
we know that. I mean, yes. I was in the Second City Conservatory in my 20-person class was a girl who now is writing for Stephen Colbert.
Wow.
In New York on The Late Show. And she's on the staff. She's on sketches all the time.
Really?
And she's there, and I'm not. But you know what? I look at it, and I'm like, I do a radio show with you.
Right.
I do podcasts. I do my thing here, and I'm happy
doing
it.
How well do you know
it.
That girl?
I said happy birthday on Facebook, and she liked it.
Not enough.
And she said, thanks, Cody.
There you go.
So
no, but everybody
she knows
yeah.
who. I mean, it's she a knows small class.
Yeah,
she knows who I am.
Are.
We.
That's very cool.
You know, but
it's a horrible business. Horrible business. But if I, you know, I'm like, as Debbie said, it's worth going down for a couple hours. So I was out of there. I was out of there by 10.
Wow.
10:15.
Wow.
You know, and it was, and when I left. There was almost nobody in line. There were maybe four people.
There's not that much brand recognition.
No.
It's old. I mean, if anybody 5 years younger than me, they're not going
to
know what that
show
is.
And the hard thing is, if you try to look it up online, like you have to buy the episodes to watch them. Because I was trying to watch some just to bone up a little bit. There's a couple clips here and there, but if you go to like the ABC site or you go on Google $100,000 Pyramid and try to click on the episodes... It's like $199, $299, or then $25 for the season. And I'm like, and it's not available on demand because I tried to look on demand too. It's not available on demand. So,
weird.
Yeah, it is weird. But so we'll see. If I, it's taping between like April 20th and May 2nd. So they fly you to New York and put you up, and then you compete, you know. So. Who knows?
Well, good for you. Good luck on that.
Thank
you. With being a contestant and with continuing your beach bod quest.
Well, yeah, I don't know what beach I'd go to. And let's talk about it. Oh, and the DR, man. I can't wait.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's
you
what
told
I'm
me you want to get in beach body.
I do. I want to get at least, you know, the guy who's not completely embarrassed to take off his shirt. Or does not horrify every other member, every other guest at the resort.
I'm in the completely embarrassed category right now, so...
No, please.
Really? This is what I was saying earlier. Everybody's got
a
different
point.
What
are you, skinny
fat? I am not happy with things right now. So.
You got a little moobs? What do you got?
No. No, what?
I don't know.
No, I don't know.
I understand. No, I'm not belittling it. Should I tan before I go to the DR?
Always.
I was thinking of going to
look
do a
as
little
orange
tanning.
As you can.
I'm not talking about like, I was going to go to a bed.
No, spread. Oh, no, you should never do that.
No?
It's cancer.
Well, standing out in the sun in the DR is cancer, too.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm going to get tanning bed people comments now on this podcast. It doesn't give you cancer. That's a myth from blah, blah, blah. I don't care.
Yeah,
I was just saying that.
Yeah, we're not. Listen.
And my sister did
it. We're not your trusted source for news.
Yeah, my sister did it in high school, and she looked orange and weird. And her brothers all made fun of her, and she would get really mad. You got to stop me, blah, blah, blah. So you know what? All right.
I did talk to somebody. The custodian at the school that I've been teaching at just got back from the DR.
Yeah?
And I said, today I saw him. I said, hey, did you go to the Dominican Republic? He said, yeah. I said, how was it? He goes, bring a lot of sunscreen. He goes, every day. And he was there 2 weeks ago. Every day, sunny and 80. That was in February. No, yeah, February.
And well, see, you say February.
I guess I do say February.
You do say February.
February. I used to say February. Then I started saying February.
Yeah.
I don't know why. What kind of adjective would you use for that? Pompous?
Sad.
Oh, tremendous. All right. Should we wrap things up?
We
Did you have a story? Do you have a story you want to tell?
No, that was it. We talked about
your DDP. Wanting to say DDT, but that's a horrible chemical that's been banned in all pesticides.
It's true. Now I wanted to talk about my fitness goals, my new diet, and my new quest. Hopefully,
listen. I think we could become the fittest show on this station.
Well, we're already the tallest.
We're the tallest, and I'm running through the lineup. Mornings? No, we're fitter than most of the people, except for Dave Ennett. Dave Ennett is always fit. He's super fit. Mary's fit. Bill and Wendy, their producer, very, very fit. Bertrand, I guess he's fit. Skinny. Tall. He's tall. He would rival us, but he doesn't, you know, his producer is not as tall.
Mm.
So that's how that falls out. Afternoon show, midday show, overnight. I think we could If we work hard, we could also be the fittest show.
Yeah, we could. Okay, let's do it.
We could have the strongest core, and we could challenge other shows.
You know they have yoga competitions?
Let's do it. Let's do it.
It seems weird to me. Doesn't seem like a competitive sport to me.
Everything's a competition. Everything.
That's true.
Everything.
All right, well,
tremendous.
You can find my lifestyle podcast, Game Life Balance US, on WGNRadio.com under the WGN Plus category. And what else?
Keep abreast of all our doings on Facebook and Twitter. It's Brian Noonan Show. Twitter, now verified.
He's verified? Brian Noonan Show?
Yes, Brian Noonan Show is verified on both Facebook and Twitter.
I am at Producer Cody, and I'm...
Unverified.
I'm verified.
Oh, are you?
I'm verified.
That's fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
Of course you were verified. Verified forever.
Sad.
It is sad. My spasm is sad.
And we'll be back on the air sometime, but let's not get into that.
March 5th.
Ish.
As far as you know.
Anyway,
thank you for listening. As always, spread the word. Listen, if you like these, share them. Tell other people. Call management.
One person. Tell one person.
Yeah,
tell one friend.
That's
literally.
All.
No, literally, just go tell one friend.
If they tell one friend, and they tell one friend, and so on, and so on, and so on.
But you don't even need to tell that friend to tell one friend, because by telling your friend to listen to this,
right,
they'll hear us telling them to tell
right
a friend.
And they're also going to thank you. Let's be honest.
They will.
You turn somebody onto this, and they're going to go, man, I'm going to give you a big smoochy smooch.
Mm-hmm.
That's how grateful they'll be.
Smoochy smooch.
Smoochy
smoochies.
All right. Tremendous.
Sad.